New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's just me, myself, at the moment, although Stephen will be joining us a little later. And hello, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy Monday.
Indeed to you as well. This morning I woke up. I was like, yes, I'm ready for a coffee, right?
Here we go.
And I head over to – I've got my little coffee machine set up next to the – like next to the sink.
Mm.
And then next to that – is this Lazy Susan, and on that is like the kettle, the coffee, and like a jug to all of the accoutrements to make coffee ready to go. Anyway, I pick up the like jar of coffee, and the weight must have been just that must have been like holding everything together.
No.
And into this like metal container, like a wood box, all of the other things just fell off crashed into that. And you know when you're sort of half asleep and a loud noise just startles the living life out of you?
Yep.
That happened. And then the coffee machine just cracked it and wouldn't make me a proper... Like, it made half a shot and was it. The pump just, like, was like, no. And it just wouldn't make me any more coffee. So...
What a crap start to the day.
I am, like, on edge, but I'm alive. I've made one, like, here at the station, so...
Oh, man.
It's been a rocky start to a Monday morning.
A loud start to
and
the
loud,
morning.
It didn't wake my wife Emmy up even at all.
That was going to be my next question.
Nah, like, she might have, but she didn't make a sound.
Oh, bless.
And when I went back to, like, get a jacket or whatever, just fast asleep, so she's used to me banging about.
Crashing around.
Obviously in the morning, because you couldn't have got louder. It was honestly, like, some sort of, I don't know, oriental opera with, like, all of this stuff just banging into this tin. It was like, bang.
Oh, God.
What a start to a Monday.
Oh, no, anyway. Thanks. It's only up from here.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
And, of course, we'll, of course, have our normal news chat in just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Tops at 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny today, 11 degrees now at Waratah. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so, Jess, police are hunting for some dash cam footage this morning, if anyone's got any.
Yeah, so there was a fatal accident that happened yesterday morning about 11:30 a.m. Police ambos were called to the Pacific Highway at Ferradale. There was a single vehicle crash. Apparently, the SUV left the road and hit a tree. The driver, a 70-year-old man, he sadly died at the scene.
Oh, and devastating.
Horrible, horrible story. And the passenger was a 70-year-old woman. She's was reported to be in a serious but stable condition in the John Hunter with suspected spinal injuries. So police established a crime scene. They're trying to figure out, you know, what happened in the lead up to the car leaving the road and crashing. So if you happen to have any dash cam footage from around that area yesterday, the crash happened at 11:30, please get in touch with police.
Absolutely. Absolutely terrible. Now, the Queensland State of Origin and New South Wales sides are set to be named later today. What are your picks on what's going to happen?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Apparently, the Blues made their way into camp late yesterday. So, apparently, Knight second rower Tyson Frizzell, he was seen heading into camp. So, he'll be named on the squad later this morning. Kalen Ponga will most likely be named on the Maroon side as well. He did have an interesting game on Saturday night. He got taken off to check for a head knock.
Oh, God.
Again, he was back on the field, though. So, thankfully, it was nothing serious. I guess taking precautions.
They're being very careful, aren't they?
Yes.
And rightfully so. I mean, you know, he's so important to the team, and obviously with that history,
Gotta
always double check, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. So 8 o'clock this morning, we'll have the teams confirmed for the first Origin game on May 31.
There we go. All to play for, if you will.
Exactly.
Except for it's only the first game, so... just the first game to play for. Thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny today, which is fantastic. Right now, 11 degrees in Ashtonfield as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, if you think you're waking up to a tricky Monday, how about this? This guy goes for an interview, job interview. It's an amazing story over the weekend. He goes, the interviewee was out, basically asked to a coffee shop and said, look, come out, grab a coffee and talk about this potential job. They're like, yeah, sounds great. You know, just looking to, always looking to improve your conditions and your lot, right? So they go out to this coffee shop and they start asking questions, you know, what do you do for a hobby, all that sort of stuff, and then different things about the job itself. This little coffee date ends and this guy's thinking, oh, I don't know, the job sounded all right, but I think I'm going to stay where I am. So they texted through and said, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity and having a chat and a coffee. It was great to catch up, but I'm not going to take the job. Now, normally that's where things would end. Maybe you'd get a no worries or something like that back on text, but the person interviewing this guy then sent through a receipt for the coffee and asked him to pay the $6.50 for the coffee and presumably a muffin that they'd bought. Can you imagine? You're, you know, a company trying to court someone, or you've got your own business, you're trying to hire someone, take this person out to coffee, and then when they don't take the job, you're like, oh, you need to pay for that coffee? Outrageous. No, I really think like they've dodged a bullet there. If you don't take that job, you're the smart one. Because let me tell you, if they're asking you to pay for your own coffee on a first meeting, it's not good things to come. You're going to be asked to pay for everything. It's going to be a tight place to work. An absolute, just a disaster. Don't take a job like that is the lesson there.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome if you're just joining us. And welcome to Stephen as well. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good. Enjoyed my sleep in. You're out, you know, slugging it this morning. I was sleeping in bed listening to you.
Yeah, right.
Now I finally decided to join you.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, how was your weekend? What did you get up to yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I got up to not a lot at all, really. So Saturday I played footy and there was one of the guys' birthday. So we went out drinking and was...
I'll teach you now.
Yeah, I was a little bit worse for wear come Sunday.
Okay.
So all I did was lie in bed, feel sorry for myself and complain that my weekend's just passed me by.
Do you have like a go-to first food when you like finally decide to get the recovery food?
It's got to be fried chicken.
Does it?
It has to be fried. Just something greasy. I feel like the grease sends you one way or the other.
Yeah.
And either way you feel better. Either lines your stomach and you feel a bit better, or you find yourself running to the toilet. But either way...
it's clearing you out.
Either way, yeah, you feel better for it.
Are you making it yourself or is it the Colonel's job?
No, yeah, definitely the Colonel's job. And honestly, the Colonel will be lucky if I go get it myself. Normally it's delivered to the house. So it is... I was pretty worse for wear. But, hey, feeling better today.
That's good.
I just got to do all the chores today after the show that I missed yesterday.
It's like you'll live, even though you've got your partner Siobhan over in Perth,
yep,
you're living a bachelor's life without being a bachelor.
I am, essentially, yes. Yeah.
KFC delivered to the room in the instructions. Just walk through the front door, fourth door on the left.
Literally drop it at my bed, please.
Exactly. All right. A couple of, what was it? What did you get? Wicked wings?
Oh, absolutely. And a Zinger burger. Don't mind if you do.
Doubling up. Perfect. We'll get some goss up next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo at New FM. Thompson 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny today, 11 degrees now at Ashtonfield as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Up next, we find out about a young lady who, she's doing the OnlyFans as a little side hustle, and finds out her number one contributor is a member of her family.
Yuck.
Now, though...
the Novos. What's the goss?
UFM.
Now, we love Lewis Capaldi here. I love Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, I'm
anyway.
A fan. He's such a rogue unit.
He forgets he's famous, I reckon, a lot of the time.
I agree with that.
The content he posts, it just, he feels like somehow a normal civilian has grabbed this massive social media following.
Yeah.
And we're all there for the ride. Music's funniest man for sure.
Yeah, he's like on stage and stuff. Some of the things he says are ridiculous.
Oh, well, that's it. And he's killing it. Like you said, he's touring at the moment. He's got a new movie out, new album out as well. But it turns out not everyone's a fan.
Okay.
So my new album was reviewed in Pitchfork and it got a 4. And I was like, whoa, a 4? That's incredible. 4 out of 5. They do it out of fucking 10.
So, not very happy about the critics there. He's letting them know.
But really, though, I don't think he's too bothered by that. Like, he's doing quite well for himself. And also, what even is Pitchfork?
Yeah, I have no idea. And like you said, I don't think it's deterring anyone from buying the album. It's still selling millions of copies. People are still streaming it, listening to it everywhere. So
yeah, he's very successful, obviously. And if you said to pretty much anyone on the street, have you heard of Pitchfork magazine? They'd be like, no. Have you heard of Lewis Capaldi? Absolutely. He's the definite winner in this situation.
Absolutely. I don't think he's losing much sleep about this review at all.
Not much from Pitchfork magazine, whatever that is. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo and UFM. Let's check your traffic now. And Stephen, just down the M1 in Sydney, this young lady who's on OnlyFans, which is, I think, some sort of content creation website.
You're telling the story. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, right. Has basically had a bit of an issue because she noticed that a lot of the money she was getting in donations, and it was big cash, was coming from somebody in her contacts list.
Right, okay. So someone she knows.
Someone she knows from her phone. I'll let her tell the story. This is how it went down.
I ruined my mum's marriage. So when I first started my website, I had this customer who was my number one customer, bought every single thing that I sent him. 2 months in, this person had spent around 2,000 Australian dollars on the site, and I had someone view my TikTok page with the exact same username, and underneath that it said, from your contacts. I narrowed it down to 6 people, and one of them was my stepdad. I went with my gut feeling and I messaged the website account and I said, I know who this is. And within 2 minutes, got a text from my stepdad saying, hey, Tay, can we talk?
Yeah, oh, that is so messed up.
That'd be so harrowing, wouldn't it? Like, so traumatic.
Because, like, first, if it was from your, contacts and it was someone that you knew just as an acquaintance or something.
Maybe someone you used to go to school with or, you know, like a contact from way back when. Someone who's not involved in your life anymore, maybe.
That's right. That already would be slightly stalkerish and a bit weird.
Certainly unsettling.
Yeah, because you go, oh, they already know me. But on the other hand, you're on OnlyFans, so you're out there to make a dollar.
Yeah.
However, when it's your stepdad.
Well, and the fact that it ruined the marriage as well. Like, that's...
Well, I mean, how wouldn't it? I mean, if you told your... Of course, you're going to tell your mum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, your husband is, like...
doing the dirty.
Perving on my OnlyFans. Like, yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, honestly, it'd be so... You'd think about all the times you sat there and had dinner together, all the meals. You'd just be like, is he looking through me?
Is
he looking through the clothes? Because he would be. Obviously, he's objectifying.
Yeah.
And that's the nature of the industry, but not from your family, not from someone who's, you know, like a role model, a father figure in your life.
The other question I have is, like, how did he find her? Of all of the OnlyFans accounts, which I would assume there's millions of them, how on earth did he, like, track her down?
Is it as simple as just searching someone's name like you do on Facebook or on Instagram?
I've actually never used it, so yeah, not sure, but maybe it's like that.
Maybe it is just that simple. Obviously, we're both uneducated here, but maybe it is just a fact of he just went, you know what?
I wonder if she's on there.
Yeah, I'm just going to have a search her name.
Which in itself is gross, isn't it?
And then found it, and then from there spent, what did it say, like $2,000 in the first couple months or something like that.
And I don't know what those purchases are, but... Like, is it custom video?
It must be, all the content must be behind a paywall.
Yeah.
And obviously he's decided that it's worth $2,000.
What a sicko. Oh, well, There's all types out there, isn't there?
Yeah, I just don't well it. That's, I'm all for not yucking someone's yum, but I'm yucking that one. That's yuck.
It's definitely gross. There's some weirdos out there is all I can say. You're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo. Your news update not too far off. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this game, if you haven't heard how it works, it's very simple. We just give you three topics, and you got to figure out what is the theme between those things, right? So, if I give you an example, Stephen, you just tell me what it is, all right? You ready?
Yep.
Pepsi, Sprite, and Lyft.
Stephen.
Yeah, what is it?
Soft drinks.
See?
Fizzy drinks.
Perfect. Correct. You got it. If you can do that, give us a call now, 4967-4105, because we are loaded up with prizes this morning.
Coming out the wazoo.
Exactly. First of all, you're going to win straight up if you win it, a Knights versus Manly Gold Reserve double. Awesome. Plus, you're in the draw for a $100 fuel card as well. So, we need a couple of players, 4967-4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind, we're doing it next here at New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
This is, of course, where we tell you three things. You play detective and figure out what the theme is between them. If you can do that better than the other guy, then you win. Today, it's big. You get the Knights tickets, plus you're in the draw for a $100 fuel card. Let's meet our contestants. Now, this is a little bit confusing because we have two people called Nick. So we're going to start with Nick in Maryland. Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. What do you do for a crust? What do you do for a living?
Mate, I work in the mining industry.
Okay. You're on your way to work now?
I certainly am.
Excellent. Good stuff. Man. All right. So, hold on the line there. We're now meeting Nick from Rutherford. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, don't tell me you work in the mines as well, do you?
Nah, mate, nah.
Oh, what do you do for work?
Just the poor old cleaner, mate.
Okay. Well, some cleaners, you know, they do pretty well, actually. You got your own business? You're working for someone else? What's your situation?
Working for someone else, mate.
Okay. Very good.
Hold the line, though. I could use your services.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good stuff. Afterwards, Stephen will grab your number. But this is what we're going to do. Normally do name as your buzzer. Today, that's not possible. So what are we doing, Stephen?
I think we're going to have to do suburb names instead of, you know, because we can't have a nick off.
No,
so
exactly.
What we need is you guys, I guess, to say your suburb. So Maryland and Rutherford, respectively. So
I've got a different idea, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this? I don't even know.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if you guys heard me right. Are you guys calling me Nick or Mick? Because my name's Michael.
Wait, which suburb are you from?
Maryland.
Okay,
Michael.
So Mick versus Nick. Also, still tough to determine, though.
Well, it's through Michael.
I'll say Michael, though.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael in Maryland. Oh, my God.
We're changing it now.
Good stuff. Okay, so it's Michael versus Nick. Michael, test your buzzer first.
Michael.
Perfect. Now, Nick.
It's actually Mick as well.
You've got to be joking me. Are you?
Okay, well, it has to go to the suburbs then.
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, okay, suburbs it is. All right, Maryland, test your buzzer.
Maryland.
Okay, Rutherford, test your buzzer.
Rutherford.
You couldn't. All right, let's get into the first one. Stephen, hit him with the first one. Here we go.
Here we go. Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, That's So Raven.
Yeah, Rutherford.
Rutherford,
Rutherford, what is it?
TV kid shows.
That is correct. We'll, well done. One on the board. Excellent.
All right, next one. Heineken's, Tui's, Stone and Wood.
Maryland. Yeah, Rutherford.
Maryland, you were first in there.
Yeah, beers.
Happy days.
That is it. Correct. All right, that means we're at one apiece. Everything to play for with this next one. The next one wins it.
Tennis, badminton, ping pong.
Maryland.
Oh. What kind of sport?
Racket sports.
Yeah, there you go.
Which means you're our winner. Maryland for the win. Now, Rutherford, can we get you back tomorrow as our runner-up?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Fantastic.
Hopefully, someone not Mick.
Oh, my God. Or Nick. I couldn't take it. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Time now, 1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-
Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Bright and sunny today, which is great. Right now, 11 degrees at Katara as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, you'd be more than familiar with ChatGPT at this stage.
Yeah, we even used it to write the TV version of our show at one point, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, basically what you do is you can ask it all these questions and it comes out with, you know, your answers.
A response.
Yeah, basically. And, like, really intelligent response as well. People have been caught using it to do their assignments and stuff like that.
That's a big use of it, yep.
There's some guys, a university in the States, right, who have put it, like, integrated this technology and advanced it once again by putting it in glasses.
So this is like when you say in glasses, it's like that, remember they
Google had, Glass we
yeah,
used to have?
That yeah. was there for a while, an absolute failure because people, you looked like a total knobhead when you were wearing it. And then they've got the Facebook glasses. Which
Do
is,
they really?
Yeah, well that's Facebook glasses is just like a video camera, which is just creepy.
Right, okay, so it's just always filming what you're doing.
Yeah. They did a collaboration with Ray-Ban, so they look like the Wayfarers, but much creepier because there's a little camera in the corner.
Well, to be fair, these aren't very, like, these are pretty obvious as well. They're pretty obnoxious glasses. It's not like they're integrated and pretty sleek. They are quite big. But what they've called it is, well, this is the post they've put up. So this guy, Brian, in the States, he's from Stanford, actually.
Okay.
They've created this, and he said, "Say goodbye to awkward dates and job interviews. We've made RizGPT, real-time charisma as a service. It listens to your conversation and tells you exactly what to say next. Built using GPT-4, Whispers and Monocle AR glasses." And then it's got a couple of the partners with them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so basically what it does, there's a video which doesn't translate well to radio, obviously, but it shows how a conversation would work. So me and you would be talking.
Yep.
And the glasses, they're, like, writing down the question you've asked me, then formulates a response, which you just read as if it's like a teleprompter.
I don't know about that, because when you see somebody reading off a teleprompter, even if you're well-trained, like a news anchor who does it every day in, day out, you can still tell that they're reading off a teleprompter.
I reckon it'd almost be more awkward. You'd feel more stiff.
Ridiculous, right? Can you imagine if you're on, say, a date, right, because they're talking about it being for charisma purposes.
Yeah.
And you, like, the person is... First of all, waiting for ChatGPT doesn't, like, it's not instant. It has to, like, load each line as you go. You're, like, waiting for that to load while you're reading the next bit. It's going to be very stiff and awkward, isn't it?
Do you reckon as well it gives you, like, body language directions? You know, like, it might say, like, tilt head slightly or...
Oh, God.
Because otherwise you would just be standing stiff, you know, looking at some... Well, looking through someone almost because you're just reading the words on your screen, on your glasses. And it would, yeah, like you said, almost be more awkward.
I can only think, though, that the next big iteration of this is going to be in combination with, like, Google Image Search.
Well, that's what I reckon. I was thinking, like, there could be such better uses for this. Even last night, I was cooking, right? And when you're reading a recipe, the instructions are always so subjective. You know,
that's
it's like,
right.
Cook till soften. Or, you know, like, cook till thickened.
Yeah.
They're all subject... They're all relative terms. Thickened's a relative term.
That's right.
So if you could, like, put an image in and then it goes, yep, that's enough. Take
or
it off the heat.
Or stir that a bit longer.
Yeah.
That could be handy. Or if you're... I'd imagine, like, you're a... I don't know, an engineer or something or working on an engine or something and you can just have that on and it goes, oh, that bolt's too loose. That's...
Yeah. As a safety, yeah.
Yeah, or that you haven't put the oil back in that yet. That's incredible.
You know what the ultimate use of it is, though? If they could make these glasses more sleek and you could take them on and sit there in front of Eddie Maguire for a millionaire hot seat, you would get the $1 million, wouldn't you? They just need to make it more sleek so that you can, you know, they just look like regular glasses.
Like they're your glasses.
Your prescription glasses, and then you'd be onto the $1 million just like that.
You just need to do it before they get too known.
Well, you know what? I'll contact these guys. We'll go 50-50. I'm happy.
Half a milli?
Yeah, that's it. That'll do me, I reckon. Yeah, then we'll try and fool Eddie.
If the Novos, Stephen and Crevo don't come back on air, you know that's what's happening.
We'll be living it up.
We're living it high on half a milli.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
$250. Big cash coming up just after 7 with our trivia check. Now, Stephen, it's just one question. You get that right, money's yours.
I mean, on Friday, we gave away $650. The money's there to be won.
That's right.
It is that easy. Easiest way to win money in Newcastle.
Oof. That's amazing. So get around that just after 7 o'clock.
Now, we're up and about, but I need to bring things down a little bit because I'm raging. Big problem in Newcastle, something I've noticed since moving over. I need to address it to Novocastrians.
That's right, Stephen, of course, traditionally from Perth, now a Novocastrian, but something is annoying him. We'll get into it just next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo at New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Bright and sunny today, 11 degrees now at Merriweather as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, I've got a bone to pick with Novocastrian drivers, I suppose, Crevo. Oh,
this is big.
This is big. I was driving like kind of through Cardiff towards Edgy.
Yep.
And it was, I was heading to footy training. So it was in that kind of peak period, like 5 o'clock, 5:30.
What team do you play for?
I play for the Cardiff Hawks.
Okay, very good.
So yeah, I was driving to footy training on Thursday in that kind of peak time.
Yeah.
And I was heading down Main Road. I was on the corner of Main Road and Frederick Street.
Yep.
It's just opposite where that, it's like a Shell there and a Red Rooster and stuff.
Yep.
Just opposite there.
Okay.
Anyway, like I said, in peak traffic, so traffic's built up at a red light at that intersection there, and cars backed up, red light to go forward, but a green light to go left.
Like green arrow.
Green arrow, yeah, to go onto Frederick Street.
Yeah,
to go
left. I know the spot.
So, obviously, all these cars backed up. A guy, a few cars behind me, I'm sitting waiting my turn in traffic.
You're wanting to turn left into Frederick.
I'm wanting to go straight.
Oh, you want to go straight. Okay.
I want to go straight, but I'm waiting my turn. I'm sitting there. A guy, a few cars behind me, decides, had enough of this. Green arrow, decides he's jumping in the emergency lane, shoots it all the way down, and manages to catch that green light before it goes red. I'm not happy with this.
What's wrong with that?
You've all got to wait, don't you? You've got to wait your turn. We're all in this together. We're all in traffic together. And it's an emergency lane. What if like an ambulance or something needs it?
Okay. Technically, I understand that's not legal. But I'm going to say he's in the right. Because, and hear me out. Firstly, he gets through the green light. And there's, like, if there's no ambulances between him and the light, there's no harm. Right? He's just shooting through, he gets through, and he's on his merry way. Secondly, I would argue he's actually alleviating traffic because he's taken himself out of the busy forward lane and giving everyone else a one-car break and just removing himself from that situation. So it's a double-double, and he's right, and I'm saying go for it.
No, but it's at what cost has he done it? And the problem is, Where do you draw the line? Because it was like this grey Forester, right? Who shot down? Which obviously there's a different set of rules for four wheel drives than everyone else. where do you draw the line? Can he mount the curb and do it?
No, of course not.
How's it different than going in the emergency lane?
Oh, because it's just a little lane there. No emergency lane. Look, if there were ambos and stuff trying to get through, sure, don't block them, right? But if there's just no one there.
But if it's the exact same thing but the other side, you can just go down the median strip and chuck a right.
No. If there's a lane, he can just jump out, just slip down there and through the green light.
But there's bitumen there, but it's not a lane. It's not a lane.
Okay. Are you telling me you've never done that?
No, I don't think I ever have.
All right. I think we've hit ourselves at a debate here. 4967 4105. Are you team Stephen? You absolutely can never use that side lane. Or are you team Crevo? Help alleviate traffic in the area. If there's no ambos and stuff around, you're right, just jump in there, slip down and go through the green arrow. If it was a red arrow, I'd say that's wrong, yes. But because it's a green arrow, go for your life.
It's wrong either way. Regardless, though, while we're doing road chat, just for getting involved, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. Go in the draw for some of them, just for getting your opinion on the air. 4967 4105. Tell me Crevo's wrong. Just okay. Help me out. Tell me Crevo's wrong.
We'll get your calls on the NX. New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Bright and sunny today. 12 degrees now at Wall's End as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, help us settle a debate. 4967 4105. I think that using the emergency lane to skip traffic is a big no-no. Basically, I was sitting on Main Road. It was the corner of Main Road and Frederick Street.
Yeah, this is in Cardiff.
In Cardiff, yeah, heading towards Edgy.
Yeah.
And basically, it was a red light going straight, but you had a green arrow to go left.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic banked up in peak hour, and some entitled bloke thinks he's all right to jump in the emergency lane, shoot all the way down to catch that green arrow before it goes red.
I'm saying it's fine because he's alleviating traffic in the general area, and also there's no emergency vehicles around. Who cares? Just slip down there. It's your green arrow. Grab it.
Well, let's let Newcastle settle this for us because clearly there's a riff in studio. We'll go to Robbie first in Charlestown. How are you, Robbie?
Good morning.
What side of this debate are you on?
Stephen?
Yes?
Petal. Love. You're in the big city now, Petal.
All right.
You do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, do what you got to do to get ahead. No one will give you a favour, isn't it, Robbie?
That's correct. Now, there's a song that when it was done years ago called the Newcastle Song.
Right.
I want you to find it.
Yep.
And listen to it.
You're sending me homework, Robbie.
I am.
Seems like it. Okay, so you're Team Crevo. One for Team Crevo. Right.
Apparently it's a dog-eat-dog world in the big city here. We'll go to Viv in Woodbury here. Viv, what's your opinion on this debate?
Mate, I reckon, well, me and my wife both reckon that it's fine, mate.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah. What car are you driving?
Mate, none of your business.
I reckon it was me.
It's probably a Grey Forester.
I reckon it was. All right, well, looks like it's not going well for me.
2-1 at the moment. 2-0.
Justin, please help me out. What do you reckon on this debate?
Boys, I reckon you just go full send. Down the left, down the right, traffic islands. If you've got a green light, just send it.
You can't go down the traffic. You can't go down the median strip. That's anarchy.
Absolutely. Full send.
What vehicle have you got?
Oh, I drive a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, no worries.
There's a different set of rules for four-wheel drivers, isn't it? Does my head in.
What we learnt here, 100% of Newcastle reckons it's absolutely fine, and we'll leave it there.
I can't believe it.
Let's check your traffic now, New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, Newcastle, get your head in the game. $250 up for grabs this morning, Stephen, isn't it?
And it's the easiest way to win money in all of the Hunter. One question between you and the money. Maddie in Rutherford won it on Friday, so there's proof that the money's there to be taken.
Sure is.
You just need to give us a call now, 4967-4105. And one question could be between you and the money.
That's right. If you want to play Trivia Check up next, give us a call now. 4967-4105. At New FM, we only have local winners, so you don't have to compete with the rest of the country to win. We're playing next. New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Bright sunny one today, which is awesome. Right now, 11 degrees at Katara as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And up next, a couple has gone on holiday together after breaking up 7 months prior. Can you imagine how awkward it was and they didn't end up on good terms? So that just a few minutes off. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, the easiest way in Newcastle to win yourself some free money for a Monday as well. Cure those Monday blues. $250 up for grabs. One question between you and the money. Like we said, gave away the money on Friday, so it is there. It's there to be taken. And hopefully our lucky contestant today is Alex in Maitland. How's things, mate?
Going good this morning.
That's the way. Now, are you on your way to work yet, home yet, work? What's your situation?
No, day off today.
Oh, happy day. So what, 3-day weekend?
Yeah, yep.
Nice one.
Let's make it even sweeter with $250. One question between you and that money.
Before we get to the question, though, 3-day weekend, how have you scored that? What work do you do?
Shift work.
Oh, right. I was like, maybe you've chucked a sickie.
What cost? Yeah, what cost?
All right. Well, here we go. You know how it works. One question, you get it right, the money is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, mate, you got a 5-second timer. Just keep it in mind, but don't let it rattle you. Your question here is, Alex, mate, best of luck. What is the name of the most valuable, expensive diamond in the world?
Oh, no idea.
Yeah, a tough one, I think, for a Monday. It's the Kahunor diamond. So
have you heard of that one?
No, I definitely wouldn't have got that.
That's all right. Well, you live and learn.
I'm sure the missus has heard of it, but she wanted on the finger.
Definitely. All right, that's it. Well, that means tomorrow, 275, the jackpot begins to climb again. Giving away thousands this year, so it's very gettable. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, which is awesome. 11 degrees now at Swansea as you're waking up with Inovo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, super awkward situation. Little story I was reading this morning about this couple who broke up. But when they were still a couple, they booked a holiday to Bali together, but 1 year later.
Oh, they must have got a good deal, bird special or something like that.
Yeah, the flights, they got a great deal on the flights, and they're like, stuff it, we'll just book the hotels and everything, booked it all.
Yep.
And then they broke up almost immediately after, so they'd had 7 months of being broken up, which by that time you're like, fully separated everything about your lives. Potentially you've gone on other dates with other partners, that sort of thing. But then off you go, the two of you, on holidays, sitting in seats next to each other, on the plane. You've got the whole check-in process you've got to do as a couple because awesome. Your names are, like, next to each other.
Yeah.
And then what do you do about the hotel?
Well, you probably only got one room, one
bed. That's the thing. Like, the whole thing, do you ask for that little trundle bed that goes underneath?
Does the story say how long they were together before they booked the holiday?
Yeah, it says, like, 2-3 years before.
So, pretty settled in.
Already in an established relationship, and then away they go off to Bali, and of course it's so awkward.
You'd think 7 months is long enough for them to sort out, buying out someone else's holiday, and being like, I'll take a friend, or I'll take, like, some family, or...
They did not. So off they go, and of course, super awkward, super like a bit toxic. Like, it's not a good situation.
Yeah.
Well, but it often happens, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned the toxic situation because a friend of mine, this actually happened to him. So a guy I used to work with at Bunnings, it wasn't quite 7 months in advance. It was like 5 weeks before they were meant to go on holiday. They'd booked together to go to Japan. So it was
expensive holiday.
Expensive holiday. And it was him, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's family. It's like mum, dad, sister. So basically he was tagging along on the family holiday. They invited him. They've been together for like upwards of 5 years.
Yeah,
so,
to go on a family holiday, you're in a relationship a long time.
Yeah, that's it. He was pretty much part of the family. So he got invited along to this holiday to Japan. A dream holiday. Definitely number one on my bucket list. So he's like, I'm not going to miss out on this. So he just decided, screw it, I'm going. So sat on the plane next to his girlfriend's dad, like all the way over. Oh. And his girlfriend shared a room while they were over there.
Really?
And he was so petty about it. He was telling me, you know, like, she'd have to get up the next morning at 7:30 to go to some sightseeing thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not coming to that. So he was out partying till 4 a.m. and then just make a ruckus when he came back to the room, you know, wake her up knowing she's got an early morning.
Oh, God.
Was really petty about it because obviously that didn't end in a good way.
What about his family? Like, how did they react to that?
The family that was on the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they were still like, I feel like they didn't have any real issues with him.
Right, it was more her.
Yeah, well, the way they broke up was really messy and was her fault.
Right.
So there was, you know, it was a bit scandalous and there was a bit of unfaithful action.
From her end.
Yeah, from her end.
Yeah, so they would probably be on his side.
A bit sympathetic to him.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, he came along and he joined in the things he wanted to. But he just decided, he was like, screw it, I really want to go to Japan. I've already paid for it all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
And make the best of it.
And he said she really didn't enjoy it, but he had a great time.
Well, hey, you got to make, if you got eggs, make an omelette, is what they say.
Surely not many people would be doing that. I think I'd be canning the trip, but
yeah, sleeping next to the ex for like a couple of weeks when it's ended in a bad way, terrible, no good.
Can think of nothing worse.
Yeah, exactly. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with Inovos.
New FM.
Now, Crevo, yesterday was doing my weekly shop. So
okay.
I just head down to Coles at the Junction.
That's your local, is it? The closest to you?
I'm pretty much banging between Coles, the Junction, and like Katara.
Okay.
Westfield, Katara.
But the Junction's just a bit easier.
Easier for parking, not so hectic. So it's, I just went there for my weekly shop. And for the first time ever, I saw someone get kicked out of a supermarket.
What? So to get that done, to be kicked out, they have to do something pretty bad, right? What did they do?
Well, it was probably about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Sunday arvo.
Yeah.
And this guy was very intoxicated. So he was like stumbling around the fruit and veg aisle and he was trying to like, you know, like obviously produce gets sold per kilo.
Yeah.
So he's in there like weighing one clove of garlic. He's weighing one carrot. He's in there like weighing everything. And if it was no good, like if it was too heavy, the carrot too heavy, he's just throwing it across the store. So, obviously, all the retail workers there are like, you know, 15, 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So, someone's called security, and old mate, Paul Blart Mall Cop, full come in, and he's got his vest on, comes in, and they escort him out, and he's, you know, he's throwing his hands, what for? But he was so intoxicated.
Wow.
It must have been...
So, it was Sunday morning?
Sunday afternoon. So he must have, you know,
gone to the
pub for lunch or something like that. Going, oh, bugger, got nothing for the work week, better go do my shop. And he was legless.
Wow.
And, like, as well, like, the junction normally is, like, a pretty... I mean, it's a nice suburb.
Yeah.
And the people there reflect that. They're normally, you know, a bit, like, upper class. And
I
normally feel a bit underdressed when I walk through there.
But you saw this guy and went, I am doing better than him.
Exactly. It made me feel better about my decisions.
Oh, my God. You know what? There's characters like that all over Newcastle. It's part of one of the great things about this city, I reckon.
Makes the world go round, doesn't
Certainly
it?
Does.
Without them, what do we do?
Exactly. Up next, we are chatting a little, switching gears a little more serious and talking vapes in schools. If you've seen them, if you've got stories about them, we'll get those on the
Big
air
problem.
As well. It is a huge issue for Newcastle and the Hunter. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Creamer, 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Bright and sunny today, 12 degrees now at Caves Beach. As you're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Creamer on 105.3 New FM. And a lot around, Stephen, a lot around Newcastle, there's been this new type of vape that people have been seeing. And my friend actually sent me a picture on Facebook. This vape, it looks like a whiteboard marker. So, you know how they can make a vape pretty much in any shape now?
Because they're like novelty items almost.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know if they're trying to disguise it or what it is, but they were saying that these whiteboard marker ones, kids could have them in their pencil case.
Oh.
So it just looks like a texter.
Dangerous.
Right?
Yeah, well, how are teachers meant to distinguish that?
Exactly. The teachers are busy. They're doing lesson plans. They've got other things on the go. There's a naughty kid over there. They're trying to keep under control. They're trying to write something on the board. All of these things are happening as if they're going to notice like a slightly different coloured texter in someone's pencil case.
Where are these kids getting all these vapes from?
I think they're just so readily available.
Like, are they?
Yeah.
Is it that easy to get your hand on? Because, like, when you go through your day-to-day life, I wouldn't even know where to start. I don't vape. And if I wanted to vape, I wouldn't even know where to start. I don't even know where to go.
I don't vape either.
Yeah.
But my friend who's got kids in school, well, like, they're in their schools. And I was like, that must be so scary as a parent. Because, obviously, you don't want your kids to vape. Because it's you're starting off a lifetime of nicotine addiction, potentially.
Very early, yeah.
Very early on. And the thing is, like, the taste as well. I don't want to say at least with cigarettes. But with cigarettes, it doesn't taste great.
It's almost a deterrent in itself, isn't it?
Exactly, right? And a lot of people try it once, maybe, and they go, oh, that's gross. But vapes taste like bubblegum and spearmint.
They got all these novelty flavours, don't they?
That's right. Yeah. Fairy floss and all sorts. Ice cream.
The other thing as well is we haven't had a generation go through who's been vaping for 20 years yet.
No.
So we really don't know the long-term ramifications of this sort of behaviour.
That's right. And that's what we wanted to do here is just have, like, a little bit of a temperature check on how bad the situation is in Newcastle and the Hunter. 4967-4105. Are you seeing a lot of vapes at your school? Like, your kids, you know, vaping a lot, or are the kids getting in trouble for them or hiding them? We want to get your thoughts on this and what you've seen, because as far as I can tell, it's a big problem. But not having kids myself, I don't know how bad it is.
Yeah, let us know how bad it is. And just for getting on the air, you can go in the draw to win yourself a $100 fuel card.
Which is awesome.
Which obviously goes a long way.
Yeah.
And also just helps educate, you know, myself and yourself
yeah.
and other people at the Hunter on just how bad of an issue this is.
4967 4105, how bad is the vape situation at the school you're at, and what have you seen? Would just like to hear your stories.
Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Bright and sunny today, a 14 degrees now at the Terrace.
Is he waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM? And we're switching gears to a little more serious topic here, which is vapes in schools, because I was reading the story this morning, and just going into the stats, that they're saying from the, this is from the Australian Medical Association, almost a third of 14 to 17-year-olds have tried vaping.
Really?
One third. So wow. if you've got a kid in that age range and they've got two mates, probably one of them has tried vaping.
So it's not just the rebels anymore.
No.
It's not just the bad kids at school.
That's
it's
right.
Everyone.
And they're now disguising the vapes in different shapes. So there's one that literally you cannot distinguish it from a whiteboard marker. It just looks like a whiteboard marker. And then they're also getting a lot of callers to the quit line that are younger people hooked on vapes. The youngest they've had is 12 years old.
Wow.
Already addicted so badly that they feel they have to call the quit line.
And reach out for help themselves.
Yeah. So, you know, students around Newcastle and the Hunter, this is a big issue. And just don't do the vapes is the message. Of course, throwing it out to the phones on 4967 4105 just to find out what the situation is around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Yeah, let's get a temperature check. We've got Aaron first in Cameron Park. How's things, mate?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Very well. Good. Now, tell us, is this a problem that... Have you got kids yourself, mate?
So I've got a 14-year-old and I've also got an 11-year-old, two boys.
So right in this wheelhouse. So are you finding it's a problem in schools?
Mate, every day my oldest son comes home and he says, there's, you see the vapes everywhere. And he even, when he's talking to the other kids at school, some of his friends, that are girls, they say they walk into the toilets or they're scared to walk into the toilets because it's really bad with girls, actually, because they're doing deals. You know, they're basically reselling the vapes in the toilets to other girls that can't get access to them. So, yeah.
But, how does that make you feel as a parent?
Oh, I'm so thankful that my son is so open and willing to talk about it, that I trust him so highly. But, there's other kids out there that don't have the support and the family support network around them that they feel that they need to go down this path. So that's, I think a lot of it's to do with anxiety and mental health. Which a lot of addictions are.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it marketed as some healthy thing as well? Is it marketed to be a lot, I guess, healthier than smoking, a healthier alternative?
Well, for smokers, ex-smokers that have been smoking for 30 years, it's an alternative, but for a young child that sees bubblegum flavours and, vanilla and stuff like that, then they think, this is pretty harmless until they don't realise the effects of nicotine.
That's right. It's such an addictive drug, and it is a drug. There's no two ways about it. Thanks for coming on and sharing, Aaron. And you should be proud of yourself. You've raised kids that are willing to talk about it. But it's very scary for a lot of parents out there. It's just so prevalent.
And it's funny as well, because I asked, interesting, that I asked earlier kind of where are the kids getting these vapes from?
Yeah.
From the other kids. Getting dealt with, getting dealt around in school, in the bathrooms, obviously is a very big issue. So maybe one that, needs to be looked... it's a hard one to tackle, isn't it? Glad I'm not in the shoes of those who are dealing with this on the front line.
Yeah, because it's so prevalent and you just got to be so careful and have the chat with your kids about the danger of it, because just having those conversations might be the way that they stop or, talk to you about it. Let's check your traffic now, New FM.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, Stephen. So last night I had to go into Coles at Waratah.
Yep.
Just to grab a few things on the way home. And I know Waratah's been moving up in the world over the time. Like, she used to be pretty rough and ready.
Right, okay.
But, you know, prices of houses go up and, you know, you see a few fancy things like a truffle aioli on the menu
at
a pub once in a while and you go, look, things are changing for Waratah. But last night at the Coles, I think I saw what has really shown it's gone up another level. Because near the registers, they have this special fridge now. A big, like, fancy fridge, like a display fridge.
In front of all the registers?
It's just, like, one big one near the self-checkout.
Oh, right, okay.
And in there, they exclusively sell, under these, like, beautiful lights, mochi and macaroons.
Really?
And I'm like, in Waratah?
Wow.
This is the sort of place you'll see, you know, scruffy people out the front asking for a smoke. But in the Coles, they now have a mochi and macaroon bar.
Are they made in-house?
I'm guessing so.
Wow.
Because mochi has to be nice and fresh to have that lovely chewy consistency, and macaroons don't travel well.
Yeah, you'd think so.
So does that mean there's somebody whose job there is just making that?
That sounds like a pretty nice job.
Fancy is all I can say. Waratah is moving up in the world.
There you go.
Now, next, Stephen, you've done something that is a special Novocastrian activity, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I've tried Henny Penny for the first time.
Being from over in Perth, they don't have it there.
Doesn't exist.
Kept getting recommended to you. So, of course, we're going to find out your first thoughts and feelings on it. Up next, New FM. Thompson 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 12 degrees at Caves Beach right now. So you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Creva on 105.3 New FM.
Now, what's the goss next? And we've got a bit of a nostalgia overload. A couple of shows from back in the day are getting reboots. Very exciting.
This is awesome. Now, though, of course, you tried for the first time something that doesn't exist in Perth, and that is Henny Penny.
Correct, yes. We don't have, obviously, Henny Penny. I think it's Newcastle exclusive, right?
There's some other ones, like, down in Sydney and stuff.
Oh, there is.
It is an OG Newcastle brand. The number of stores has shrunk a little bit over the years, but it's still an absolutely Newcastle legendary place.
Well, that's it, and I've heard lots of raving reviews about it as well. People telling me, you know, you got to try it, Henny Penny. You're not an Overcastrian until you try it, Henny Penny. So I thought, I'll bite the bullet. I'm going to go try it.
Okay. Right?
So was feeling a bit dusty on Sunday morning. Felt like fried chicken was the way to go. Needed to sort my belly out. So I went to my local Henny Penny, which is the one at Adamstown.
That's the closest for you.
Closest to me. It's just on Brunker Road there, mm-hmm. just off Glebe. Pretty much where the tracks are at the Adamstown station.
Yeah.
So went there and decided, you know, I'm going to try a few things from the menu because you got to do it. Got to do it right.
One thing, you might not get a full representation of what the greatness of Henny Penny is.
Now, I might have still picked the wrong items, but what I decided to order was I got myself a chicken and gravy roll.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Got myself some chips.
Yeah.
And got myself a couple bits of fried chicken as well.
Okay.
So I thought,
a bit of a mix.
I'd try a few different things and try and
sort your guts out.
Yes, sort your guts out, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Now, I better do this as a bit of a sandwich, I suppose.
What time did you get there, first of all?
Pretty much dead on midday.
Okay.
It must have been like quarter past 12 or something like that.
Early lunch service, all right.
Yeah, so I got there, must have been quarter past 12 or something like that. Went in, ordered, first tick, got it really quick.
That's good.
Which is also a little bit concerning how quick it came out, but I did get it really quick.
Okay.
So it was in my car, ready to go home and eat it. Pretty much straight away.
So
really
you
good.
Went through a drive-through situation?
Nah, I went in, picked it up,
okay.
And then got in the car and drove home.
Oh, okay.
So there was no real... you probably could sit up on a stool or, like, there's those kind of, like, little half benches across wall.
There's a place to eat in store.
Yeah, yeah, but I decided I'd do it in the comfort of my own home.
Yep.
Now, honest opinion of Henny Penny... I think a little bit overrated.
Are you kidding me?
I think a little bit overrated.
That is slander. I mean, it's Henny Penny is a Newcastle institution. I'm going to defend it and say it's excellent. But continue with your review.
I thought the gravy was exceptional.
Okay, good gravy.
Really
great.
That's
a tick. All right, excellent.
Not enough on it on the roll. to begin with. So I thought the roll was a bit dry.
Really?
Could have done with more gravy.
To be fair, it's been a while since I've had a Henny Penny chicken gravy roll.
Yeah, so that was, it was okay without being exceptional.
All right.
The chicken, the fried chicken, not seasoned enough.
Really?
I really don't think seasoned enough.
Now, they're not...
You know when you go get the kernel, you know?
Yeah.
It's burst... This, what's the... Well, they say the 12 herbs and spices. Mm. Bursting with flavour. It felt like it was just a bit of flour in the deep fryer.
That's not good.
Not great.
Not a great impression, all right.
The winner, though, was the chips.
The okay.
chips were really good.
Well, they are famous for the seasoning on them.
And really salty. And obviously that's a personal preference thing.
Yeah.
Personally, when I have my chips, I like to feel my arteries clocking up. Like,
yeah.
they have to be that kind of salty.
Yeah.
And they were. Really salty.
Okay.
Really crisp. So I thought chips were a definite winner.
All right. So overall, you won't be back, will you?
You know what? It does the job as a hangover cure. But it's probably not the first
top
choice.
Preference. Ah, yeah. That's rough to hear, especially from such a new institution. But hey, those are your over West opinions.
Yeah, well, West is best, you know. We
just don't even start with that. Let's check your traffic. UFM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. Tops are right now 15 degrees at Morpeth. As you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Creva on 105.3 New FM. Time now for this.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. Yeah, told you it was going to be a bit of a nostalgia overload, I suppose. A couple shows from back in the day, Oldies but Goldies, are getting a bit of a rerun, including one from this man.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich, Chef Ramsay.
Yeah, oh Kitchen God. Nightmare is set to return with Fox after nearly 10 years off the air. So the last
really?
Episode, yeah, last episode aired in 2014.
I don't know why, but it feels like it's never left.
I feel like, though, it still had such a big presence on social media. You
yeah,
still see
yeah.
all the clips on Facebook and on TikTok, and it's still, I guess it's transcended time almost.
They must have offered him so much money.
Well, it's funny because this will be his fifth show on the Fox network. So he currently already hosts Next Level Chef, Hell's Kitchen, MasterChef and MasterChef Junior.
Wow.
Now he's bringing back Kitchen Nightmares.
He is a busy boy.
A very busy boy. Like, I used to love Kitchen Nightmares as well.
It's very funny, isn't it?
Like, I feel like it's just, it's one of those shows where you turn your brain off and you just enjoy it.
Yeah,
like it's the same episode every week. Exact same problems.
Take all that smelly food out of the freezer. It's been there 15 months. We get it.
Yeah, but that's it. It's the same problem every week. And the people who own it, they're always so oblivious.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't know.
But yeah, so it's making its way back to air after almost 10 years, which is exciting.
That is great.
The other one as well is, did you watch Zoe 101?
No.
Yeah,
never did.
Bit of a dinosaur, probably a bit after your time.
Yeah,
but anyway, right. Zoe 101 was like a Disney show back in the day.
Okay, and set for a reboot as well.
Yeah, it would start Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, really?
Who's Britney
yeah,
Spears'
right.
younger
yeah,
sister.
Yeah,
and famously got canned after like 3 years when she fell pregnant at 16.
Wow,
which caused
yeah.
like the show to like they're like, well, it's a show about teenagers. We can't have a pregnant person on there. Show got canned, but now they're getting a movie with Paramount. And again, that's probably it must be at least 10 years.
Wow,
so
plenty of nostalgia
overload.
Hollywood once again, no new ideas. Classic. let's check your traffic. Your family.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter. This is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Well, a congratulations, I guess, in order.
Yeah, well done, Tyson Frizzell.
That's very exciting to play in that position. And still waiting to hear about
the Queensland team. Yeah. Kalen Pong is obviously the one everyone's looking at.
But the head knock at the weekend.
Yeah, so he came back on, did a HIA, came back on. But it is it's a continuing ongoing issue, isn't it, the head
yeah.
knocks. So
it'll be interesting to see if he makes it at 9 o'clock.
If he gets picked, it'll be on reputation and not on merit, I think.
All right. Why? Tell us your thoughts on this.
I just think, like, he played really well our last home game against Gold Coast, obviously. He's had, I don't know, I just think he hasn't played enough this season.
Okay.
Is it honest? He's been out with too much injury.
Yep.
But fingers crossed we see him play. Because, obviously, the more Knights representation we have in those Origin squads, the better for all of us.
Honest thoughts and feelings from Stephen. You've heard them there.
Oh, dear.
Up next...
Phone's blowing up. I'm in all sorts.
AirTags on kids. Parents are putting them on there to track where they're going. It's a bit of a right or wrong situation. Doing it next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Nice sunny one today, 14 degrees at Blacksmiths at the moment as you're waking up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And this lady has a couple of kids, Stella, 4 years of age, Serena, 2 years of age.
Right.
And Stephen, what she's done is get air tags and put them on a little, like, ankle bracelet on her two kids.
Now, like prison tracker.
Air tags, of course, if you don't know what they are, they're like the Apple product where you can see on your phone exactly where they are, like a little piece of metal.
So people normally use it. They put them on, like, their key ring.
Yeah.
Like, for their keys, and then you can find the location of your keys.
In your house or whatever. Yeah, we've left them outside on the deck or whatever that is. You can see where they are.
Yeah.
She's using them like a tracking anklet that people escape from prison use. Smart. Or out of prison.
Smart.
So, also with the air tags, you've got the beep function, which is where you press a button on your phone and it beeps.
Oh, so you can locate it easier. You follow the sound.
That's right.
Yep.
So, she's using the beep function to call her kids like dogs.
Oh, dear. So, what, when it beeps, it means come in for dinner or something like
that? That's right.
And that's clever.
Stephen, this is, kids as it is are like constantly monitored too much these days anyway. Like when I was a kid, you'd go out and play like in the, like with your mates or whatever, and you just had to get home by dark, like dinner time. That
was
but
not at 4 and 2.
I just think setting your kids up with a prison style ankle bracelet is wrong.
I think it's a good idea.
So if you had kids, you'd get the little air tags, strap them on.
And you know what? I reckon I'd tell them till you get to high school. All through primary school.
That's ridiculous.
You wear an air tag.
Nah, I'm against this. All right, so 4967-4105. Are you team Stephen, air tags on kids on an ankle bracelet is fine, or are you team Crevo, tracking your kids 24/7 is wrong?
Are you actually against it?
I don't think this is
safety first.
No. You gotta like have room to be a kid. You don't need your parents knowing where you are 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have kids myself, but I just feel like this is wrong. But we want to take Newcastle's temperature on the situation. And up for grabs this morning, we've got the $100 fuel cards. So just for sharing your opinion, 4967-4105, do you reckon tracking your kids with Apple AirTags is right or wrong? We'll take your calls next. New FM. Tops of 19 for Newcastle, 20 for Maitland in the Valley. Sunny today, right now, 11 degrees at Swansea as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we are talking when kids get air tags put on them by the parents. This one parent's done it, and apparently it's quite a thing. So they've got the ankle-style bracelets.
Yeah.
Like you just got out of prison, which I think's a bit full-on and wrong. And, Stephen, you're saying it's fine.
I think you got to look after the kids. I think kids get up to, they don't know, you know, what's best for them, and they get up to mischief. And I think, like, at that young age, anywhere up until high school age, I think it's acceptable.
See,
put it on a 10-year-old. I reckon that's fine.
Nah, see, I think that's too far. And, like, the mum as well, there's this little video. It wasn't good audio, so I didn't put it on. But she presses the button and it beeps, and then they run in. Like, they're a couple of trained poodles.
Yeah,
like,
well, there you go. Well-trained kids.
No, I don't think this is right. That's just my opinion. Let's go to first. Di, how's Spears Point this morning?
Oh, wonderful, beautiful and sunny, clear sky.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good day. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
I think that particular situation has gone too far, but I do really feel it's important to keep a really close eye on your kids. I agree, right through to high school. I've been a mum. It's too dangerous out there. Too many predators. Your biggest job is to keep your kids safe.
So did you have, like, how many kids do you have, Di?
Three.
And do you have, like, air tags on them, or have you got, like, a tracking app on the phone, or?
No, actually, when...
You've cut out there, but that's all right. Thanks
for
your thoughts.
But there you go, one Novocastrian mother who's looking after her kids.
Oh, but this still sort of went too far with the whole calling them like dogs.
I don't think she's dropped out either. I think you've cut her off.
I have not.
Okay.
Stitch up. Steph's up next in Maitland. How you doing?
good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think, you know, obviously kids outgrow prams and everything like that, and sometimes little kids like to run off, not really knowing the dangers that are out there. So I think, I don't think you need to monitor them 100% of the time, but I think there is a way to do it without, you know, making them feel captive. Mm. And I think you need to definitely have some form of system in place to make sure that they're not getting lost.
So maybe if you've got a runner on your hands, and some kids are, you could justify this, you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
There you go. Two parents there.
Yeah, for Team Stephen at this point. So. The first one was a bit iffy, but...
Team Stephen.
I'll give you the two for now.
Well, let's finish this with Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, how's Woodbury today?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's the way. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I totally disagree to it.
Yeah, right.
There's other ways of keeping your kids safe than to make them feel like they're a prisoner.
Are you a mum, Amanda?
Way too far.
Are you a mother yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Yep. Oh, there you go. How many kids have you got?
I've got 5.
Oh, wow.
Now, experience. I mean, with 5 kids, you've kept an eye on a couple of kids in your day, haven't you?
Without tags, you'd have to be an octopus pretty much to look after them all.
It depends on the way you raise them.
Okay, all right.
If you spoil them and let them get away with everything, then they do what they want.
Shots fired.
If you spoil them and let them get away with everything, if there's rules and boundaries, they tend to do what they're told.
See, I like
rules
Amanda.
With an iron fist. It sounds like she rules by fear, Amanda.
Oh, it does
I
not. Yeah. I think Amanda's just a good mum. She's keeping an eye on 5 kids. That's impressive.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Sure is. Well, look, 2 points to you. You take the win at the end of the day, but there's a few Novocastrians out there who are still saying it's too far. Myself included.
Yeah, well, no, you got to care about the safety of the kids first, I think. And look, Newcastle agrees, so...
It seems that way. 66% of callers, producer Stephen's way. That's us done and dusted for today. But, of course, we do have to award our winner of the $100 fuel card, which goes to...
We got Justin in Maitland this morning, so congratulations, mate. $100 fuel card coming your way. Really that easy. Get involved with the show. We'll give you a free stuff, just to Novocastrians.
That's right. That's us done and dusted. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.